Meet your next audiobook listen, Go as a River by Shelley Reed. Set in the 1940s, this coming-of-age novel is filled with danger, love, passion, and a tragedy that lands teenaged Victoria Nash in Colorado's beautiful and harsh wilderness, fighting to survive. Find out what happens as the Gunnison River rises, an old life is underwater, and Victoria fights to regain all that is lost. Listen now on Spotify.
The Walk.
Episode 11.
I thought some planes must have come down somewhere. EMP that size wouldn't just affect things on the ground.
It's sort of... Now, I know this sounds stupid, but it's so big. Even in pieces like that, scattered all over the valley. Just even the nose of it there, where it's tipped over and leaning up against those rocks, with the cockpit all smashed up against the cliff. You never think about how big planes are when you're inside them.
Do you think there are bodies?
Look. There.
Oh, I would have thought someone would have...
It'll be slow going without motorised transport. They're probably doing it a bit at a time.
Probably haven't even picked up the black box yet.
Charlie?
Hmm?
Can you, I don't know, do a scan of the area? See if you can pick up the black box anywhere. We could leave it somewhere useful so whoever comes can find it easily.
Sure. If it makes you feel better, sure. Black boxes send out distinctive transmission. We're close enough to Edinburgh now. The network there is up and running. Gives me a few more toys to play with. I should be able to do a broad range sweep of the valley. I'm getting something. This something. Right under where you're standing.
Where? On top of it?
Looks like it.
Then we better get digging. You've got a small shovel, haven't you, Stanton? Thanks. There you go, Lawrence.
What? Why do I have to... Fine. Is this sensible? I mean, the burn could be after us, and I'm not turning over anything except worms.
There's nothing here. Ground wasn't even disturbed before Lawrence disturbed it.
Could be something buried a long way underground. It could be important, if it's a transmitter the burn are using.
Lawrence is right, though. We're using daylight to dig when we could be using it to walk.
You're sure there's nothing?
Em, come and look in this hole. I mean, honestly, it's just stones and mud. I feel I've seen quite enough Scottish mud for one lifetime. Can we just get moving?
It feels important.
No. Situation on the ground is that we could be in danger staying here. We have to keep moving. Come on. You can keep scanning, Charlie. We might come across another one.
So it wasn't the black box after all?
Could be the rescuers have already found it, Emma. They've probably already taken it away.
Wait. Did you find something?
No. We're walking on, because of, you remember, how we're under imminent threat of attack?
The signal's moving. As you move. It's moving.
Stand still, everyone.
It stopped.
You're sure? Start walking again, everyone.
It's on the move again. It's you. It's one of you. Someone's got a transmitter with them.
That's it. We're out of sight lines from the valley. If we walk along this gully, we'll remain hidden while we do it.
Do what?
We're going to go through everyone's bags. And if we don't find anything, we're going to strip search each other.
No, we're not doing that.
No, it's okay. You and Stanton can do each other. And me and Paul will do each other. And Walker can...
No bag searches. No strip searches. It's a violation of our human rights.
So is being killed by the burn, which, though I'd hope I wouldn't have to lay this out for you, is what's going to happen to us if we don't find our traitor.
Look, it's okay. It's a good idea. We'll do it quickly. It'll probably turn out to be something stupid, like one of us was carrying a radio we didn't know was working or something, or well, you know, if one of us is a traitor, we ought to know.
No one could have been carrying something this distance without knowing. Someone is a traitor.
I do not want anyone searching me, okay?
You realise that sounds very much like an admission of guilt.
Hey, come on now. None of us wants to strip to our shorts on a cold Scottish cliffside.
Stanton's right. We have to know. The sooner the better. Whoever it is, we have to know.
Well, it's not me, okay? It's not me. I didn't go through all of this. All these weeks of walking through mud and getting blisters and eating cold tin food and not sleeping and worrying all the time just to betray everyone. I did it for you, Charlie. I did it because we're friends. And I'm not opening my bag up for some soldiers to rummage through, and there's nothing you can do to make me.
Well, there is one thing. We're going through the bags right now.
Or what? You shoot us?
Yes. Keep moving.
It would be easier to search while we're standing still.
If we stay still, we're sitting ducks for whoever's receiving that signal. Now walk.
Look, Emma. Hey, don't... Charlie, is there some kind of alternative to this? I mean, you know I'm not massively excited about you all going through and looking at my dirty underwear, and then realising I haven't been wearing any underwear for a while because we haven't been able to wash anything. Isn't there some, special high-tech way of doing this?
You could... I'm picking up that transmission fairly clearly now. It's sending out a steady pulse. You could fan out across the hillside. I'd be able to see quite quickly which one of you had it.
That sounds better than someone going through
and let through them make a run for it. I think not.
God! Why are you always like this? Why do you have to be such a hard ass? What happened to you when you were a child to make you just such a...
When I was a child, since you ask, I learned that no one comes to save you. You have to save yourself. You have to look after yourself. You know nothing about me, Lawrence.
Yeah, well, I know enough about you to know I don't want to know you anymore. As soon as we have these things delivered to Edinburgh, I'm off. And I hope to God I never see you again. There. Go on, start with my pack. I don't care. Go through my bag, and then if you like, I'll strip off in front of you or just have this whole stupid business over with.
It's probably sensible.
Walker, Paul, pull out everything one by one so we can all see it. No secrets.
Clothes. Jumper, trousers, pants. Shall I... Fine. Shaking out each individual pair of dirty pants. Pop tent, bedroll, camping stove, food pouches we picked up at the last safe house. You want me to...
Not if they're all sealed.
Socks, shaving kit, toilet paper, wash bag, wallet, keys, paperback of Lord of the Rings. You want me to check if the One Ring is in here too?
Tip the bag right out. Feel around to make sure nothing's stuck to the inside.
Oh, did nothing... Look, this is ridiculous.
Wait, there's something...
What? What is that?
What? This small, round metal device just big enough to be a transmitter, with a single activation button on the top and the word emergency transmitter on the side? I'd say it's a transmitter.
Don't do that. If you let me, I'll do it myself, okay?
I said don't!
Then put your arms behind your back.
I didn't know anything was there, you know. I didn't. You saw how hard it was to find. Someone must have planted it on me to make you think I was a traitor.
Yeah? Well, they're doing a pretty good job.
Give that thing here. Looks like military grade. Panic button for pilots to enable them to be traced if they come down in the desert. Will you be able to get anything useful from this, Charlie?
I shouldn't think so.
There. It can't tell any tales on us anymore. Get moving, everyone. Lawrence, you're up ahead. If there's danger, you're walking into it.
Who gave it to you?
No one gave it to me, okay? I told you, someone must have planted it.
When did that happen, Lawrence? When could that have happened?
I don't know. Maybe it was Jackson. Yeah, remember, he disappeared all mysterious in the night. Maybe he was some kind of agent.
They've been following us since long before that.
Any more stories for us, Lawrence?
They're not. It's not. I'm not making up any stories. It's true. I didn't know anything was in there. I didn't. I don't know. Look, it's military grade, right? Maybe it was Stanton. She's not carrying one of the things. No, we know she was thick as thieves with Adebayo. It was one of the terrorists. Yeah, maybe she planted it on me.
For God's sake, your lies don't even make sense.
What'd you do that for?
I don't want to do it again. Just tell us the truth.
I am. It's Stanton. I bet you anything it was Stanton. Think about it. Why would anyone keep a thing like that on them? You'd hide it in someone else's bag. And the burn have been on us since the military camp. It must have happened there.
What the...
Someone there! In the trees!
Stand right there. Don't move.
I'd do what he says if I were you. They're the best private security money can buy. Use them in Basra myself, and I can tell you they're very handy with those guns. Not strictly legal to carry them in this country, of course, but I can be very persuasive when I'm on the trail of a good story. How clever you were, Lawrence, to work out that someone put it in your bag at the military camp. I thought there was something suspicious about all of you from the start. And I was right. You're terrorists. And you're all nicked.
Keep moving. Don't stop.
I wasn't stopping. Just scratching my leg. Hey! Don't do that!
We've got to get you all back to Edinburgh. The police didn't believe me when I warned them about you, said they couldn't spare the resources to fetch you themselves. Well, I've done their job for them, and I've got the interview exclusives.
Is that what you've done all this for? A story? Get your name in a few more papers.
I'm serving my country. You're all dangerous terrorists responsible for blowing up Inverness Station.
We're not, you know.
I knew there was something suspicious about you all from the first moment I saw you. You were just too smooth getting through that checkpoint, Walker. You knew too much about how to blow up a car, Lawrence.
And that was why you bugged me.
When I was embedded in Basra, they gave me a panic button. If I were ever kidnapped, I was supposed to hide it somewhere inconspicuous. A tracking device so they could find me. I activated it remotely 2 days ago in Edinburgh. Wasn't so hard to find you.
Very clever. Except that you've got the wrong people.
You certainly don't seem to be playing well with the others. Why have they got you tied up?
We thought he was the one who betrayed us. Stop pushing me!
Yes, I thought I recognised your face. You're a PhD student in Inverness, aren't you?
Yes.
That department's the reason I was in Inverness in the first place. Surprised I didn't see you there.
I left very early in the morning.
And maybe you don't know, your professor, Emmanuel, was found dead just before the EMP took out Inverness.
Jesus. Professor Emmanuel. I can't... What happened?
Shot twice in the heart, once in the head. Lab ransacked.
It was the burn. The people who were hunting us. Who managed to track us down because of the transmitter you planted on us.
Enough. I know you're lying. The only one I have any doubt about is Lawrence. You worked with Professor Emmanuel, Lawrence. Did you see anything that morning? Anything unusual?
He must have known someone was coming. That must be why he gave me the order to leave the building. Now, hang on a sec. Why aren't you dead, Joe? We heard your chopper went down.
Ejector seats. Pilots who've flown over Basra have fast reflexes. Had to walk for 3 days to get back to civilization. That's when I heard you'd roped a member of the armed forces into your scheme. You're AWOL, Wing Commander Stanton. There's a court-martial waiting for you in Edinburgh, not to mention a trial for murder.
Murder?
Oh yes, we found Adebayo. We saw what you did to him. Nasty mess. One shot to the head, two to the heart. Very telling, under the circumstances.
Joe, you didn't meet me at the military base, did you?
No. How did you get caught up with this pack of criminals? Or were you involved from the start and had arranged a rendezvous? What exactly is it that you all want?
I didn't mean to get involved. They came to the manor house where I worked and I thought they were there for paintballing. It was only when their enemies started firing guns at me that I realised they were in trouble. They're the good guys, Joe.
And did you ever stop to ask who the people firing the guns were? Things aren't always as obvious as they appear. I've learnt that much from my years in the field. There are plenty of reasons that people might be firing guns at a group of known armed terrorist suspects.
But we're not.
You can stop denying it. To be honest, it doesn't matter to me whether you did it or not. You're suspects. Walker, I know you were at the train station. Stanton, you've gone AWOL from your post during a time of national crisis. Lawrence, well, I can believe you got roped into all of this against your will. Do at least know that Professor Emmanuel liked and trusted you. I can believe that these people have hoodwinked you into travelling with them. Did they tie you up because you'd started to suspect?
You know, Joe, you're right. They tied me up. They'd already started hitting me. I bet they were planning to torture me.
Torture you? You conniving little weasel, snake in the grass, horrible little man. I always knew there was something weird about you.
And Stanton did sneak off 2 days ago, at around the time Adebayo was killed. We didn't see her for hours, you know. You're right. She's been the ringleader of this whole thing all along.
I've got Lawrence out of this transmission. Just talking to Emma and Walker now. You all have to get away. You can't let yourselves be taken into custody in Edinburgh. We don't have time for that. She only has 3 security guards. I think I can find a way for you to overpower them.
Yes. I thought it was a bit convenient that Paul had those wilderness survival skills. And they did all seem to know each other, yes. You're probably right. I bet they had prearranged to meet along the way. Oh, yeah. By the way, Joe, you'll want to take those earpieces away from Walker and Emma. They're being guided by an operative in Geneva.
You!
Thank you, Lawrence. Very helpful. I hope you won't mind if I take yours too, just to be on the safe side.
Well, of course not. They always cut me out of important conversations anyway. You know, it occurs to me that we should probably search them all. That's what they wanted to do to me. I bet we'll find all sorts of interesting things that they're carrying. They might even be planning more terrorist attacks.
Every single one of us knows that you're lying, Lawrence. You'll delay our mission and stop us from reaching our destination.
This is ridiculous. You're clearly not one of them, Lawrence. Here, let me untie your hands. Those are some brutal knots.
Oh, yeah. I've lost all feeling in my thumbs. Still, at least I know I'm on the right side now.
Actually want to kill him. Or at least, you know, hurt him.
We all want that.
Come and walk with me, Lawrence. Tell me, have you thought about doing a TV special on your experiences? I think Channel 4 would be very interested in an hour-long interview, maybe with Jon Snow, about your journey. Embedded with terrorists, we could call it.
You know, I've always thought I had a good face for TV, don't you think so?
Oh, yes, definitely. Good jawline.
I will actually kill him myself. With my bare hands.
Careers have been made on far less than this, you know. Kate Adey, what did she ever do? Just stood around looking grim while planes flew over to Baghdad. Didn't capture suspects. Didn't turn them in. I might get a 1-hour special of my own. Joe Montgomery, hero of Inverness.
No, that sounds too old for you. Like an old whiskery general, you know. Admiral Fotheringay Montington at your service. What? Hero of Inverness.
I defeated them all with me shooting stick, I'll have you know.
Now, you're more like Joe Montgomery, Inside Terrorism.
That's a Channel 5 title. They always go over the top.
No, but I think you get to go over the top if you manage to take down a whole bunch of terrorists by yourself. And you, like, rescued me. I mean, that's pretty cool, you know.
I suppose so. Yes.
You might get a whole series, you know. Global Terror and New Tomorrow and all those anti-tech movements. You'd be the perfect person to present it.
Presenting's easy money. You know how much they get paid just to walk, talk and smile at the camera.
They need a series on what happened here.
A series?
You know, I was thinking, we don't even really know who half these people are. Don't you think we should, you know, go through their pockets? See if they've got ID or anything? Then we could start to work out how they fit into the whole story of terror.
The story of terror. That's not bad.
So, should I...
Check this one. Walker. So quiet, aren't you, Walker? I wonder what you're hiding. Yeah, go through Walker's pockets first, Lawrence. See what's in there.
Why not just mind probe us while you're at it? The government's got devices can do that, you know. Why aren't you investigating that instead of this non-story?
Walker, don't say anything. I'm going to untie your hands, but leave the rope loose around them so no one can see anything. I've put a flashbang in your pocket. Use it when I say. We're all going to get out of this, Walker. Yeah, I've checked Walker and Stanton. Doesn't seem to be anything amiss there. They've been clever, I expect.
That tells a story all by itself. Travelling with no identifying objects in your pockets, that's pretty suspicious.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, you're definitely right. All of them walking together as a group. They made it too obvious, really. I just wish I'd been as clever as you to spot it. I can't believe I've helped them.
You weren't to know you were duped. It happens all the time. These people, they're trained to be cunning.
Let me just check Paul. Bet he'll have something on him.
God, you really are an idiot, Lawrence. You stupid, gullible... You won't get away with this.
No, it's you who won't get away with this. God, what was that?
What?
There's no way they could have signalled to the terrorists, is there?
What do you mean?
There's just a... Look. There. Do you see it? On the horizon. Keeps coming in and out of sight. Looks like... I could swear I saw figures in body armour.
Anderson, Lavash, with me, quickly.
How could they have found out where we were?
I don't know. I'm not sure. It's all so confusing. I don't know who to... Walker, now!
Good doubling back strategy, Charlie. We foxed them by taking the path under the bridge, not going over it.
I think we've lost them. Oh my God, Lawrence. I don't know how to say this, but you were spectacular.
When you were flirting with her.
Oh, Joe. Oh, you could have your own show. Oh, your own series. Oh, your own network. You were amazing.
Did I take you in?
Yes. I was perfectly prepared to kill you.
Oh, so sweet of you to say. I think you felt that way about me since day one, Stanton.
Up to the moment you untied my hands, I thought you were going to lie about all of us to save your own skins.
A little faith, Paul. A little faith. Ah, I figured I'd got you all into this by somehow stupidly letting Joe plant a tracker on me. Least I could do was get you all out of it.
Bad news about your professor, though. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. That is bad news. Oh. I should find some way to tell Soleil about her father. She might not even know yet. But, even more reason to get these boxes to where they're going, right? Then we're free.
And look, ahead. There's some good news. See it? Far off in the distance.
Is that?
It's Edinburgh.
Are you ready to finally access your intuition, to dive deeper into your soul's purpose, to manifest abundance, joy, peace, and ease, and let it all be fun? Well, if so, come check out the Highest Self podcast. It's the number one spirituality podcast. And now we're on video here on Spotify. My name is Sahara Rose. I'm here to be your spiritual bestie, and I can't wait to share my grounded approach to spirituality with you. So tune into Highest Self podcast, and I'll see you there.